Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
My name's Greg Dunlap. I'm a senior programmer at Palantir.net. And the deploy module is, it's a module that arose out of my work at the Seattle Times. We had launched a website on Drupal, and it launched, and it went very well. But the management at the Times had made the unfortunate decision that we were going to launch our website in phases. We were going to slowly phase out our old CMS. And so we launched our first phase, and that was great. And we coded up and themed our second phase, and we realized we had a big problem. And the big problem was that suddenly our site's been live for 3 months, and we've got all this user-generated content and all of this stuff going on. And in the meantime, we've been developing a new site behind the scenes that has none of that stuff. And how the hell are we supposed to merge it all together? Because Drupal stores not only its content in the database, but also a lot of configuration. And our site was very CCK and Vue-centered and stuff like this. So we realized this was a problem. And then as I researched it, I realized it's a problem for everybody that they're all tearing their hair out about. And so I started thinking of ways to deal with it. And so basically what the deploy module is a way for you to, through the UI, choose things that you want to push from server to server. And so through the UI, for instance, you could choose a bunch of nodes and a view and some system settings and add them to what is called a deployment plan, which is just a way to organize a bunch of things together that you want to all push at once. And then you, on the remote server, set up a set of web services which take all of this stuff and save it. And so, for instance, we're doing a website now for the Journal of Foreign Affairs, and one of the things that they have to do is when a new issue of their magazine comes out, they have to set up behind the scenes on their staging server all of the content from the magazine for a new issue, and they want to look at it and see how it looks and stuff like this without editing on the live server, which is how everybody does it now. And so what they can do is actually deploy an issue, and what it'll do is it collects up all of their nodes and all of their node queues and all of the views that go around with it and pushes it live, and then their new issue is live. And in addition to that, it also pulls up, for instance, if the nodes have node references, it adds all of those things in and all of their node references and all of their taxonomy terms and all of their taxonomy parent terms and on up the line. And so it not only deploys all of the content, but all of the content that that content is dependent on. And that's really the whole thing behind it.
Oh, wow. So usually what people would do is they would just create the content and unpublish it, or have some sort of workflow where it was not visible, but it was actually on the live server. So it sounds like this is a way to create it and on your development server and just push it live through SVN or revision control or whatever.
It's not even through version control, because, I mean, you know, this is all content. It's all nodes. It's actually just being pushed directly from one server to another through web services, through XML RPC calls. But conceptually, yes, that's exactly what it is. When the Foreign Affairs guys came to us, they said, you know, us editing content on the live side is not an acceptable solution. Our editorial team needs to be able to develop stuff, preview it, send it through workflow, see how it's going to look and stuff like that without impacting the live site. And not only that, if we get fat corrections in and stuff like that, we need to be able to push those updates out too, and they need to go through the workflow. So that was why we built this whole system for them.
One of the additional problems dealing with Drupal sites is that you have a code base that can be an SVN, but you can also have all the configuration things. There's no sort of clear definition of how to make a dev site without doing a database dump and importing it. Does the deploy module deal with merging those new comments that may come in, or talk a little bit about that as well?
It does. I mean, for instance, one of the things that we're going to try on the Foreign Affairs sites is that you can deploy nodes and configuration changes from your staging site to live, but you can also deploy user-generated comments and forums and things like that from live to stage. So the whole time, this whole circular process is going on. Things are moving both ways. And, you know, we're not sure whether it's going to be on the fly or in cron or something like that, or on demand. But definitely the whole concept of being able to merge the development that you're doing with user-generated content to make a full copy of your new site is the end goal. And it's definitely a problem, especially on the configuration side, because there's 1,000 different ways that modules define their configuration. I mean, there are some common ones, like people can use system settings form, which is really cool, or like views and CCK have import-export functions. But for a lot of things like blocks and user permissions and all sorts of other things, they just define their own way to store and display configuration. And how to manage all of those other things is a big problem that a lot of people are starting to think about now. And for instance, there's a module now called Patterns, which is about defining configuration in XML. And the DevSeed guys are working on their context and spaces, which are ways to define groups of modules and export their settings and import them. And one of the people in my panel, Kathleen Murtaugh, has a database merging script, which takes database dumps and merges them together. So there are a lot of people thinking about this problem and a lot of people talking about it here. And hopefully some kind of direction will come out of it where we can define some stuff in core to make this easier on people and to enable simpler deployment and simpler staging and simpler merging of sites.
Well, great. That's fascinating information. Thanks.
Thank you.